Scene 3. A few hours later, in the hotel. Narrator. Ada volunteers to call her aunt to help them track down the luggage and instruments. As she talks on the telephone, the clarinet team of Tim, Dylan, and Patty discuss what they can do. Ada.
Talking on telephone. Our stuff was supposed to be loaded on flight 1863 from Cincinnati to Washington, D.C.
Tim. Did you notice how anxious Ms. Steinberg looked? Patty, if we don't get our instruments in time, then we won't be able to play at the White House. Dylan, do you think the president has some extra instruments somewhere in the White House that we could use? Narrator, while her aunt places her on hold, Ada idly turns on the television. The local news is on. Ada,
look, there's a story on the news about the school orchestras playing at the White House.
Narrator, they all look at each other. Then Tim, Patty, and Dylan race across the hall to use the telephone in the other room. Scene 4. That night, in the hotel lobby. Narrator. A television reporter, Tate Chandler, talks to Ms. Steinberg. Ada, Tim, Patty, and Dylan wait nervously. Ada. I hope this works. My aunt thinks our instruments won't get here until tomorrow night.
Patty, it just has to work.
Dylan,
we've worked too hard to leave Washington without playing at the White House.
Does everybody know what they're going to say?
Tim, you and Patty should be the ones to talk. Without a clarinet in my hands, I'm pretty hopeless.
Ada, patiently.
But that's the point, Tim. You have to talk in front of the television cameras so you can get a clarinet to play.
Dylan,
don't worry. I'll go first.
Patty.
I don't think so. If anybody goes first, it should be me.
Ada.
Don't forget to say that we need donations of sheet music, too, and stands.
Tim.
Why don't you take my place in front of the television cameras, Ada?
Ada.
I have to wait for my aunt to call back. I'm on the sleuthing team. Think of the interview as a concert without music. Your first chair, so you have to take the lead.
Narrator. Ms. Steinberg and Tate Chandler beckon to Tim, Patty, and Dylan.